Remember some homemade toys that they might have made for children, where they had all the fancy ones, like the board that goes
well,
up and down. You know?
Yes, listen, we had homemade sleds and homemade wagons and made them ourselves, some of them.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, when we were real small kids, the brothers, older, or father, or somebody like that would make them. But I had, me and my brothers had a little wagon made with wooden wheels, wooden axles, and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Just the wheels weren't over 6-7 inches in diameter,
mm-hmm.
hole bored through them, and they wore the holes so big they'd wobble till we couldn't hardly use the things, but they'd make four of those, you know, and whittle out an axle and make us a wagon, and we just had all kinds of fun with it.
Sure.
Well, at that time, there was very few things on the market that you could buy like that.
You ever take a board and put it over something? And
teeter-totter?
It's a teeter-totter?
Yeah.
And do you ever make something you hop on, go around and around?
Yeah, merry-go-round, we'd call that, I guess.
You ever use the word juggling board for anything? You ever make a juggling board?
I don't know that I ever did.
Any bells? I don't know what it is either, but I've got it here.
A juggling board.
Oh, you probably didn't use it.
No, I don't. We have never used that
term,
and I wouldn't know how it would be used.
And you ought to carry coal in from outside. You carry it in a...
Well, a coal pail or a coal hod. They call them hods. Well, some people do that yet. Quite a few people burn coal even in a kitchen range.
Mm-hmm.
I was in a place the other day where I saw plenty of buckets of coal on the porch. The fella had right up there for a bad day.
If you had some dirt you wanted to take from the front yard to the backyard, you'd probably move it in a
wheelbarrow. If we have one, I have one. I just got it a year ago. We're just wheeling things around, picking up the... Sometimes the grass gets so long before I get it cut, I have to rake it, do rake it, you know, to make it
mm-hmm.
cut nicer, because when that old grass gets down and it gets wet and you try to cut, it's a job.
You know,
but I bought a wheelbarrow for that purpose.
If you wanted to sharpen your scythe, assume you had one, out in the field, you'd probably sharpen it on a...
whetstone? Scythe, well, whetstone's the proper name.
Mm-hmm. And if you could wait till you got back to the barn, you might have a different kind of thing.
Grindstone? Yeah.
Okay. If your axle was squeaking, you'd probably say to yourself, I'd better...
grease.
And after you fry eggs in the morning, you have to wash the skillet because it's so...
greasy.
Before they had electric lamps, they used to have lamps. They put something in them.
Kerosene lamps?
And until just recently, if you had a flat tire, you had to have a patch put on your inner
tube. Of course, we use all tubeless tires mostly.
I do too. If you want to go fishing on the river, you wouldn't go out in a canoe. You'd probably go out in a...
some sort of a boat, bigger than a canoe. I want a pretty good sized boat if I was going out on the river.
Well, this is not a very big river. You might just go out on a row.
I tell you, I lived in Oregon there for a year and a half. Spent one whole summer and half of the next one. And if we wanted to get anything home to where we lived, we had to take it by boat on the river.
Mm-hmm.
Go uptown to the stores would be 40, 50 rods anyway, maybe a little more up there. And the railroad went right down past us. We walked the railroad track. We were just walking through or anything we could carry, but I got lumber enough up at the lumber mill. I worked there. I got enough lumber given to me, just kind of seconds and thirds that they'd throw away and burn up. And I'd load that in the boat, take it down, and built me a room on the house.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But, you know, I went with the tide.
Mm-hmm.
Come pretty near going a little too far once.
Mm-hmm.
The tide got a little strong as I was going out. I want to tell you, boy, it makes you think when you
sure.
try to turn in that tide, and I had a certain place I had to go in. I made it, but I had to pull back a little bit against the tide for, I expect the length of this room.